Hello, I'm Mike Roberts with more Malta Memories, the series that spans the years 1964 to 1972 over 17 weeks via the people, the events and the popular music of those years. And would you believe it, we've made it to program number 7 and the year 1967. This week we journey nostalgically through the first half of that year as Roma, in his regular column in the Sunday Times of Malta, predicted that despite the development of Malta's industrial and tourist industries, the dockyard would remain for the foreseeable future the island's principal source of prosperity. And for Maltese travelling abroad that year, the traditionally most popular destinations of Italy and Switzerland were being overtaken by Austria, Spain, the UK and Germany. Meantime, Hamroon Spartans roared to their first Division One league, and it was a win of the season by beating St George's by 5-2. Whilst in the world of popular music, a group called The Move had a hit that year sounding like this.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain keeping me cool. So I lay upon my side with all the windows open wide. Couldn't pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my head into the ground. In time to catch the sight that I was seeing. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain. With the trees, we need to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep has gone away deep rest. In a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting, watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting, watching flowers in the rain.
The Move and Flowers in the Rain. One young lady in the news was 18-year-old Dorothy Stanley, a Miss Malta finalist in 1966, because she again qualified for the Miss Malta 1967 contest, being chosen as Miss Valletta with vital statistics of 36, 24, 36. The school ship Dunera left Malta with over 500 Maltese and English schoolchildren on a fortnight's cruise taking in Izmir, Beirut, Haifa, Jerusalem and Heraklion. But before departure, the De La Salle College badge was presented to the captain for adding to the collection of hundreds displayed in the vessel's lounge. Hundreds of university students, too, were also in the news as they joined with other organisations at the UK High Commission in Floriana protesting against British defence cuts. As the expansion of tourism continued, the hotel and catering industry was recorded as fast becoming one of the largest industries in Malta. And British residents in Malta staged their own silent protest march, too, in support of Malta and against the defence cuts, with many letters to the editor reinforcing that support. Despite this, there was much good news. John Polacco, chairman of Malta's tourist board, as he neared completion of his promotional tour of Britain, he declared it has been a complete success. And Malta made articles were dispatched for exhibition at Holland's Utrecht Spring Fair for the first time. But it wasn't a first time for Dusty Springfield, because she sang this song more than once in 1967. I'll try anything. Dusty Springfield, sadly, no longer with us. Potential building sites were becoming sought after as Malta's economy continued its move into new areas of development. Described as well situated, close to and with a view of the sea, a 20-acre hotel site was being offered at £60,000 sterling. 1967's Easter weather was fair, with long sunny periods, good visibility and light winds. The temperature averaged 63 degrees Fahrenheit. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Company were busy rehearsing The Boyfriend, and 54-year-old poet Carmenu Vassallo of Sujui was being described as one of Malta's greatest living poets. Speculation abounded that Maltese and British leaders in London were on the verge of an acceptable compromise agreement on the island's defence cuts. Final agreement did actually come a week later, coinciding with the announcement that Malta Airlines with British European Airways would be operating a new direct service between Malta and Manchester, a pure jet Comet service for just 3 hours, 15 minutes. And as the 25th anniversary of the award of the George Cross was celebrated with a ceremony on the Palace Square, Malta found itself without postal services due to a post office workers' strike. But that didn't stop Al Martino recording another love song, and it was that year that he chose this favourite.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Al Martino with a song more usually associated with Andy Williams, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. An imposing structure was rising in Valletta's Kingsway at the time. Roma in the Sunday Times of Malta described it as looking from the front like the Acropolis. He was referring to the new law courts. Maltese composer, conductor Charles Camilleri achieved more international fame when he was commissioned to write the music for the rank film The House of a Thousand Dolls. Among other people in the news was Maltese actress Ethel Farrugia, receiving renewed accolades in London, this time for her performance in Shakespeare's A Winter's Tale, first at the Old Vic Theatre School and later at the Theatre Royal. Back on Malta, Marjorie de Wolfe of Balzan was drawing attention to the fact that the knights were well known for their exploitation of Malta and Gozo's herbs for healing purposes, suggesting that it should be considered as a possible new industry employing local labour from which many would benefit. Meanwhile, Procol Harum entertained us musically with their latest hit, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Told his tale.
kiss at first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Barclaycard came to Malta in 1967, and at its inauguration over 150 enthusiastic outlets had become members. The Hillman 5-seater station wagon was launched on the island at Industrial Motor Company's showrooms at Vatilbaida. The National Rabbit Show at Argotti had an added attraction of a pigeon show with the National Racing Pigeon Society represented for the first time. Max Ferrugia, a lover of Gozo, described it as another world and appealed for the island's natural beauty not to be jeopardized by proposed industrial areas. The popular music scene was unchanged in its production of newly emerging artists and hits. Here are two. The first one, however, is not by the original artist, but demonstrated orchestrally.
with the guitar started playing, and very soon they say I was a fool to turn my love away. And with each glass of wine I feel a glow, and very soon I know I was a fool to let my baby go. So let the couples dancing through the night, they hold each other tight as they dance on and on till the morning light. The soft embraces that they seem to share just make me feel aware of the loneliness I've tried so hard to bear. So let the heartaches begin. I can't help it, I can't win. I've lost that girl for sure, and tears won't help anymore. Yes, let the heartaches, heartaches begin. I just can't help it.
And there we heard Manuel and his Music of the Mountains with Al Martino's 1967 hit Spanish Eyes, followed by Long John Baldry and his number one that year, Let the Heartaches Begin. And that recording was taken from an original vinyl copy. The news continued with some 350 employees of the Overseas Knitting and Manufacturing Company starting an indefinite strike in protest at the dismissal of 10 workers for alleged low production. The construction of the Corinthia Palace Hotel continued unabated. Raymond, the famous London hairstylist, announced his decision not to open a salon at the Malta Hilton. And it was announced that Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh would pay a visit to Malta in November at the invitation of the government. 1967 had reached the halfway mark, and a beautiful singing group known as the Association brought us this.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never my love, never my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire. Thank you.
Wasn't that lovely? Never my love, from the Association. Don't forget, if you'd like to comment by email, it is Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, all one word, at Firenet, FIRENET, dot WS, that's important, WS World Service. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Join me next time on radio or online when I'll be reviewing the remaining months of 1967. In exactly the same way, people, events, and music. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.